Here's a question. How do you counter a terrorist group that has a well-oiled propaganda machine? Meet Abdullah X. He's a protagonist of an animated video series on YouTube. Abdullah is basically a cartoon talking head. The guy who created him is a British Muslim, the son of Pakistani immigrants, and he once belonged to an extremist group himself. He doesn't want to tell us his name.
I can't give you my name. There are always going to be people who hate people like me.
These days, he uses his own experience to try to prevent other young people from joining the likes of ISIS. He does this through his animated alter ego.
Abdullah X is in his late teens, and he's at the moment in the second year of his undergraduate studies. He was born and raised in East London, and he proudly represents where he's from. I felt that his accent needed to be relatable. I felt the way he talks needs to be relatable. In fact, one of his recent videos, one of the recent Abdullah X videos, he's acknowledging the socioeconomic reality he's living in, but he's brave enough not to blame everyone else for that problem.
Despite working my fingers to the bone for my 2-1 in business and IT, I still, in truth, will probably end up as an Uber driver while my counterparts go off and get nice paid internships and drink organic mochas from a cafe in a street where people like me grew up but can no longer afford to live in. We do actually show incredible levels of resilience and awareness to those things, but also to the lies and hate spewed out by extremists.
Yeah, that was my voice. Unfortunately, we could never afford to pay actors to voice Abdullah X, so I usually have to do it. And hopefully one day we'll be able to get someone else to do it. What young Muslims like to engage is stuff that's topical, that's relevant, that's imaginative, could put a smile on their face, but could put a smirk on their face too, and make them question what they've just seen. I think he reaches the parts of the psyche that governments can't reach. So in the Syria video, what he's trying to do is enter the psyche of young people who were putting questions in Google, such as how to make your way to Syria for jihad, press enter in a Google search engine.
Do the people of Syria really need you to go out there and fight when you don't fully know the terrain, the political reality, and the actual motivations of groups who are claiming to be fighting for Islam? If you have families and even basic responsibilities where you live, how would you justify leaving them for a conflict in which Muslims are essentially killing other Muslims indiscriminately and without regard for the Islamic principles of warfare and the protection of civilian life? More next week, inshallah, on another topic that is current or that will not go away. Abdullah X. Peace.
When the first Abdullah X video on Syria came out, even Daesh, or the so-called Islamic State, felt the need to respond to it. They felt the need to write a 5,000-word refutation and rebuttal to a 2-minute video. I mean, I know that most, if not all, extremist narratives prey on someone's sense of identity, someone's need for belonging, someone's need for a sense of loyalty and duty. I was no different. I'm a former extremist myself. Some of my understanding of how extremists recruit and radicalize young people, some of that knowledge is in the narrative of Abdullah X. I was involved in these various networks from about the age of 16 until my late 20s. I became very adept at spotting vulnerabilities in other people. I became someone who could sit in a university canteen and spot the body language of a young Muslim who doesn't feel like he fits in completely and lacks confidence. My job was to find people like that, bring them to the ideology, and then move them along. If you've been one of those people, you actually know exactly what they want to achieve and how they want to achieve it. About 3 months ago, Abdullah X got a private Facebook message on his Facebook page with a young man imploring us, "Brother, please, whatever you do, don't stop making this content. Please carry on." So we're not assuming that this is about reaching masses of people, because masses of people aren't vulnerable to these issues. But there may just be one young man who sees on his screen an Abdullah X advert flash across, and he may click it. It might save him buying a plane ticket.
That was the creator of the animated YouTube series Abdullah X. He told his story to producer Sonia Narang, and you can see one of the videos at PRI.org. You're listening to The World.